The earth shattered into dust. Sunlight filtered through the particulates in a burnt umber, throwing everything into a hazy shadow. Waves of light and pain and death enveloped Darwin Lloyd. His body responded by curling into a tight ball and crumpling to the floor. Skin shattered on impact, throwing shards of flesh into the still air of the classroom. The professor stood with his back to the students, droning on as if nothing was happening. The metronome tapping of his marker on the whiteboard, keeping time with his words. The lecture theater melted into the ground. Green grass and trees that touched the sky sprang from the barren floor. Wind rustled through the leaves and caressed his face, before the grass morphed into concrete and massive steel structures that rose around him like sentinels, replacing the lush green forest. His left arm disintegrated into dust, leaving his hand floating in the air, detached from his body. His fingers twitched, and the bone reformed, ligaments growing and flexing, with no effect on the hand's movement. A wail built deep in his lungs, and he clamped down, not letting it release into the cool air. One part of his brain knew what was happening, knew the pull of another world that once again yanked at his soul, knew the icy cold touch of being torn apart atom by atom and reassembled at the other end. This time, he knew how to fight it.